At this time, we will present an interview of a person who will present information pertinent to North Texas Catholics. And now, here is this week's GRN Interview of the Week. My guest today is Nancy Ward. She's a Catholic writer and blogger, and we're going to be talking about an exciting couple of events that are coming up later on this month right here in North Texas. It's the Catholic New Media Conference and also the Catholic Writers Guild Conference. It's going to be August 29th through the 31st at the Arlington Convention Center. So welcome, Nancy, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
Glad you emailed me and suggested this. I've known about these events for quite some time, but really nobody has come forward yet and said, hey, I want to talk locally about it. So here we are.
Yeah, I want to give the local writers a heads up about this.
Yeah, this is neat. Let's talk, first of all, most of our listeners are probably familiar with the Catholic Marketing Network, Alan Appleton. This has been going on for a long time.
Right.
Mostly catering to wholesalers, but they're having the convention at the same time. So how did these three groups all come together for this one convention?
Well, the Catholic Marketing Network is quite an established organization. And a few years ago, the Catholic Writers Guild began having conferences in parallel with them because there are so many publishers that come to this and exhibit in the trade show. And this year, they've added this Catholic New Media Conference, which is not only for writers, but also for ministry leaders who might be working with websites, podcasts, those type of things.
Okay.
So they're together.
Yeah, and I know you're particularly interested in talking about the Catholic Writers Guild Conference, but we're also going to talk about the Catholic Writers and Bloggers, the New Media Conference, I should say, as
right.
well. How many people are we expecting at these conferences?
I don't know how many will be here for the Catholic Marketing Network. I'm thinking they're going to be... Well, the Catholic Writers Guild has 325 members. And last year at the conference, there was about 90 writers and publishers there. I'm not sure whether we'll reach that number this time, but with some more Catholic writers coming, we probably will.
And I'm guessing this is an array of people, different levels of experience, different ages.
Right.
So who should go? Somebody that's just interested in writing, or if you've published 10 books, all the above?
Well, actually, there's something for every writing level. If you're a beginning writer, you can go and you can learn how to publish your materials, how to pitch to a representative, publisher's representative. Then the next day, you'll have an opportunity to pitch your book or whatever you've written to a publisher's representative. Just a lot of marketing. I didn't realize when I was a beginning writer many years ago that marketing is half of writing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the hardest half. But the Catholic Writers Guild makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that's neat. And we're going to talk more about your blog and your history of writing and what you're doing now as well in just a moment. I wanted to hit on, though, the theme of the conference. I really like this, writing and the new evangelization. Obviously, couldn't be a more pressing need right now than to evangelize using all means necessary, as our late Holy Father has said said many times.
Exactly.
And writing is a great way to get the message across, isn't it?
Yes, and I just like to speak to the writers out there. I just like to say that as writers, you know, we can be sure that every word that we write does make a difference in the salvation of souls. So the Catholic Writers Guild really wants to help local writers, as far as the ones that are coming from all over the country, to... hone their craft this weekend.
Yeah, again, the Catholic Writers Guild Conference is going to be August 29th through the 31st at Arlington Convention Center, and also there's going to be a Catholic New Media Conference running concurrent with that as well.
Right.
What kind of events, you mentioned a couple of things where people can talk to publishers. Are these going to be tutorials, learning how to write? What other things will be going
on
at this
conference? Well, they have a panel of publishers that will be coming to talk about what's new in Catholic publishing. There's probably about six or eight on that panel, and you can ask them questions. Now, GRN listeners will be interested in knowing a presentation by Teresa Tomeo, Catholic Connection, and her PR person, who also does PR for Father Mitch Pacwa. She's going to talk about Catholic publicity.
Oh, good.
And there's a question and answer session. So that's a two-part thing where they can come and really ask them questions about Catholic publishing and publicity.
I'm looking at some of the other speakers that are scheduled to speak. Father Andrew Apostoli, Bernadette Ward, who is a professor at the University of Dallas. Some good speakers.
Right. My favorite one I'm looking forward is Patty McGuire Armstrong. Kathy McGuire Armstrong is a mother of 10 children, including two Rwanda orphans. She started her writing career writing for a tabloid, and then that didn't work out too well for her faith, so she went into secular media, and then she dedicated her writing to God. Now, I can relate with her. She's going to talk about when God is your editor. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really inspirational talk.
Yeah, and I think sometimes God uses experiences like that so that people can have that perspective from the secular media and even the trashy media,
right,
in order to really build that contrast to what she's doing now.
Exactly.
So that should be an outstanding talk.
Exactly.
If you're just joining us, this is the GRN Interview of the Week on this Saturday afternoon. We always try to bring an interesting person, an interesting topic. If it's Catholic and if it's local, it fits for this program, and this is very much so in both of those. My guest is Catholic writer and blogger Nancy Ward, actually a longtime friend of our family. I've known her since I was, a toddler, just about. Well, maybe not that young, but for many years. And we're talking about the Catholic Writers Guild Conference and the Catholic New Media Conference, August 29th and through the 31st at the Arlington Convention Center. So before we move on about that, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been writing for a while. What kind of writing do you do? And tell us about your blog.
Well, I started writing for the Texas Catholic many years ago. I started writing Profiles in Faith, which is my favorite. I had a writing and editing business for a long time called The Word Works, where I did not just Catholic things, but also quite a bit of secular things. And during those years, I was writing articles, and I went to some Christian writers' conferences, which were quite nice for learning your skills. But the marketing was—I didn't have my books were so deeply Catholic that
they didn't want you.
Well, it wasn't what the Protestant publishers were looking
for. Right. Same thing with music. With Catholic recording artists, if you write a song about Mary or the Eucharist, you're going to get rejected.
Right.
If you write a song about God's grace, then they're going to love it.
So I was really thrilled to find out about the Catholic Writers Guild a little over 2 years ago. Last year, I went to their conference in Philadelphia, where it's always been. I'm so happy that so many local writers will have the opportunity to come this year. And I talked to an editor who was interested in perhaps publishing a series of books that I'm writing about joy alive in our hearts. And she's the one that suggested that I have a blog. So that's where the blog joyalive.net came from.
Okay.
So I have all of this material that I'm using on my blog, stories that I've had over the years, and contemporary things too.
I noticed that there's going to be some workshops for writers, critique sessions and pitch sessions and marketing and new trends. Do you find in this age, with text messages and quick emails, people to some degree are losing the art of writing? I mean, do you find that people are just not, in generally speaking, writing as well as they used to?
I think that can be true, except I think if you get into blogging, you have that opportunity. Now, a blog can either be like your daily random thoughts, or it can be articles that are deeply show your faith or the faith of others. And I think that's where the Catholic New Media Conference comes in, because on Friday, the Catholic Writers Guild registrants for an additional $25 can go to an all-day blogging summit with some of the top bloggers in the Catholic world. And I think that's where you need to be a good writer. You need to express the stories of people around you or your own faith stories, and to inspire people. And since blogs are usually short, and you can, like at my website, you can subscribe to them so they come to your email. The new ones come to your email every two or three days whenever there's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that fits in with the email, the internet, the email, and then, of course, we put them on Facebook quite a bit, you know, on Facebook pages, so that if they're in those social medias, they're getting the information that you have on your blog.
Mm-hmm.
So you can write, you can still write, and you have to write good, because there's a lot of competition out there.
Yeah. I sometimes kind of go back between the fact that there's so much out there that I sometimes wish fewer people were blogging, but then on the other hand, you know, we all have a duty to evangelize, and so if somebody has a message and they want to get out there, then that's great that they do it. So you think everybody should be blogging? I mean, if they, or who's your typical blogger?
Well, I'm fairly new to the blogging world. I've got a lot to learn. I'm going to learn a lot at this blogging summit. But I'm blogging because I have this deep conviction that everyone has the joy of the Lord in their hearts, and that we can discover it, and we can celebrate it, and we can share it. I mean, I have to share it if you have that in your heart. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do with my blog and in my books.
Okay. And you've written a couple books, have you?
I have. They're not published yet. I'm still working on the publishers on that.
Okay. But I know a lot. That's probably the most intimidating part of writing is probably finding somebody that will publish it. So is this something that will be gone over during the conference?
Oh, yes. And there'll be lots of publishers there.
Yeah.
Lots of publishers that you can talk to and that will be giving some of the presentations. And you can meet them face-to-face and talk with them. And you really find out what their markets are.
What about the cost for the conference, especially since you've got three different conferences going concurrently? How does that work?
Well, you pay $70 for the Catholic Writers Guild conference. And then if you want to go to the Blogging Summit, which is on Friday, there's critique sessions for the Writers Guild on that day. But if you want to go to the Blogging Summit, that's an additional $25 if you've already registered for the Catholic Writers Guild Conference.
Mm-hmm. And I get the impression from what you have sent me before this interview that this is an authentically Catholic conference. This is faithful to the magisterium, the speakers, and they're not going to have to worry about any heterodoxy at this conference.
Exactly. You have to be a Catholic to be in the Catholic Writers Guild, but you can be a member of it if you're like a publisher or a publicist or something like that, as long as you respect the values of the church.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so again, Nancy Ward is my guest, and we're talking about the New Media Conference, Catholic New Media Conference, and also the Catholic Writers Conference that is coming up this month, August 29th through the 31st. So is that a Wednesday through Friday?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and pretty much all day, Arlington Convention Center.
Right.
And let's see, what are some of the other features? I'm trying to get my head around three days of writing, of writing workshops and things like that.
Yeah, if you have a book that's already published, there's a special opportunity that you can be interviewed with Doug Keck for EWTN's Bookmark. If you bring your book and you're a member of the Catholic Writers Guild, there's opportunities like that that are just, you just get those great opportunities
mm-hmm.
to market a one-on-one with people like that that are there for the, and he'll be at the Catholic Media Conference, but that opportunity is available. And in the evenings, they have these speakers like Immaculee is going to be there with, actually that's going to be on the night before, on Tuesday, for a 1-hour movie and presentation. Jeff Cavins is going to give a talk on Wednesday night after the cocktail party, which is really great. And there's just all kinds of, there's Mass and Rosary every day where you see these people that are in Catholic pose. You see them at Mass and in the Rosary, and you get all these great singers, Catholic singers that are singing at Mass, and it's just the whole atmosphere is so overwhelmingly spiritual that mm-hmm. it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you said you went to the one in Philadelphia last year.
Right.
Any reason why they picked Dallas, or is it how did we get this?
I don't know. I just think that God's answering a lot of our prayers.
And it may have something to do with the fact that the Catholic Marketing Network is based here. So Alan.
Well, but they have never had their conference here ever.
They haven't.
No.
The Catholic Writers Guild you mentioned. Obviously, they do more than just put on this one conference.
Oh yes.
Is this something you're a member of?
I am.
I think you said there are a couple hundred members.
325 right now.
Okay. I'm surprised. Is this something relatively new?
Well, it's an outgrowth of what used to be called Catholic Arts and Letters, which was a group that gives awards to books, and they have a marketing newsletter that sends out press releases to all the bookstores. They have another conference in the spring is an online conference with much of the same material as you'll get here at Arlington Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Their website is just an amazing place. It's CatholicWritersGuild.org.
Okay, and are there annual dues to be a member of the Catholic?
Yeah, it's a whole lot. It's $30 for all these resources. It's absolutely amazing that you could get all these resources for that.
$30.
$30 a year.
Wow.
And if you can't afford the $30, they'll give you a volunteer job to make up for it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So there's no reason not to join.
No,
and I,
not
you know,
at all.
I have a journalism degree myself, and I've never joined the Catholic
Writers
Guild.
Well, we'll sign you up.
I got to be signed up. I think I can afford the $30. So the Catholic Writers Guild, of course, is this big event. So you sound like you're pretty excited about this.
I am.
There's a lot of networking going on. What are your personal goals for this conference?
My personal goals is I'm going to pitch my book to a publisher. I am going to meet several new publishers that have never been there before and listen to their panel discussions and have a business card in hand and shake their hand and look them in the eye and say, I'd like to send you my proposal. I'm going to advertise my blog site because that's the way that I can serve the Lord the best from day to day, in between books, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Some people may wonder about the blog. Some people listening may not be real familiar with it. How much work does it take to maintain a blog? I know that's totally up to the individual, but for
right.
you, for example, how often do you have to publish?
There's no restriction. There's one writer who has a house full of young children that writes once a week. Some people try to do something every day. I do mine about every 2 or 3 days. And, of course, like I say, you can subscribe to it so you get the new ones on through your email. I just feel real strongly that we need to spread the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And my website's a little bit different. What I'm trying to do is create the Joy Alive Network where people come together, share their stories, talk to one another, share on the website, and get inspired and really support one another spiritually.
Yeah, have you had any sense of how many people are visiting, or do you get those numbers? Or
I do. I'm sorry I didn't bring those with me. I just started about 2 months ago.
And yeah, it takes a while.
I've got a dozen or so subscribers, and I don't know how many other people are receiving it through their RSS feeds.
And many people are very intimidated by the technical aspect or the, you know, setting up a blog.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it yourself, do
no.
you? There are people that will do this for you.
No, I have been doing a website for godsdelight.org for 6 years. And Joe Cabrera, who runs eMinor Labs, set that all up as a volunteer. And so now he has set up mine for me, and I'm on a little simpler software. And I'd say probably 80% of it I can maintain myself once he set it up, but he's on call. It's good to have a technical person on call.
Yeah. Well, we're down to our last few minutes. Nancy Ward, Catholic writer and blogger, is my guest, and her blog is joyalive.net.
Right.
And we can direct you, of course, we're talking about the Catholic Writers Guild Conference, August 29th through the 31st, and also the Catholic New Media Conference, which is just going to be 1 day. It's going to be.
No, it's 2 days.
Oh, it's 2 days.
I think it is 3 days.
Okay,
it's all 3 days also. But the crossover is on Friday.
Okay.
The blogging summit.
You pay a little extra, $25,
right.
and then you get to go to both of them.
Exactly.
Because obviously you can't be at both places at
but
the same time.
But all the information is on CatholicWritersGuild.org, or you can go to my website, joyalive.net, and I'll have I have a link to it, and I have a blog on it information on it.
And some of the general events that you hit on a moment ago, I wanted to highlight those as well. Mass and Rosary every day,
mm-hmm.
and then there's going to be a film presented by Immaculée Ilhagabiza
on right.
the Rwanda genocide. Is this a brand new film?
I think so. This is Tuesday evening. Like, if you register for the conference for Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, you come on Tuesday evening for that.
Okay, and you mentioned Wednesday evening, Jeff Cavins is going
right.
to be speaking, and then there's going to be a cocktail party after
right.
that. Thursday, breakfast speaker, Father Michael Gately
mm-hmm.
from the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. And Thursday, dinner.
Yeah, Colin Ray.
Yeah, Colin Ray, Catholic convert.
Right.
My wife and I saw him out in McKinney
about
a half a year ago. He's outstanding.
Wow.
And very funny and talks a lot in between songs. And he's of course, a convert to the Catholic
yes,
faith.
Yes, the breakfast and the luncheon are an extra fee. I think the breakfast is around $20, and that dinner with Colin Ray is like $31, like that. But anyway, all the information's on those two websites.
Okay, and just wanted to repeat those websites. Is it CatholicWritersGuild.com?
.org.
.org. Mm-hmm. And then also
JoyAlive.net.
JoyAlive.net.
I'll have a link and some more information about the conference on that.
All right. For people listening, maybe you can give one last pitch or plug, or why should somebody who has interest in writing or blogging go to this conference August 29th through the 31st?
I think that writers are probably most of us introverts, and we like to sit at home and write our little stories, but we need to share those, and you need the support of other writers, and you need to meet publishers and get to know these people. And this is just the most marvelous opportunity for local writers, and hopefully after the conference we can set up some local critique groups And that would be an additional support for local writers.
Mm-hmm. It is a way to get out of your shell without being a public speaker or something like that.
Right.
I've met some people who are just tremendous writers, and when I meet them, they're very shy. They can hardly look you in the eyes because that's the way that they
gift.
That's the way they get their message out, is that they're good writers. All right. Well, Nancy, I appreciate you being here with us for this interview. I think we covered most of it. We do want to just direct everybody to those two websites, CatholicWritersGuild.org and JoyAlive.net. And you can find all about these conferences, the Catholic New Media Conference and also the Catholic Writers Guild Conference, August 29th through the 31st, Arlington Convention Center.
Right.
And hopefully many people will be attending and getting to be better bloggers and better writers and meeting a lot of great people as well.
We need Catholics in the media,
We sure do. Pope John Paul II said, use all means necessary for the new evangelization. So thank you very much. I hope to be there some myself. I don't think I'll be participating as much as you will be, but I'll be at some of the events, and I look forward to it as well.
I'll look for you.
Yeah, so thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Dave.
And thank you for listening. Thanks, Diane Xavier, for producing, and we'll see you next Saturday for our next GRN interview of the week right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. God bless you. We hope you've enjoyed the...